Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 1st of November 2018, and this is the 903rd Mole Out Loud podcast. It's very strange where I'm sitting on my stoop, as I often do to have my breakfast, and it's a sunny day, it's quite warm, and it's going to stay warm until just after lunch, and then it's supposed to pour with rain. So I'm just kind of enjoying this, and I'm about to cycle into town to do some writing at the bookshop cafe. This blackbird in front of me investigating, because what is strange about today compared with yesterday, when I spoke to you last, I was talking about the knee-high nasturtiums and the wilderness of my garden. It has all been cleared, and it's quite odd. I just got them in time to not demolish all my buttercups, so just saved them. But everything else at ground level is gone. So I still have my roses and wisteria and the lilac, and there are a couple of forget-me-nots. They're really at the end of their season, so and they will come up again, forget-me-nots. But it does feel very odd. It will make it a lot easier for me to get to my compost, which was, not only did I have to bend down under low trees, but also clamber through the undergrowth. But it was necessary to do before I went away, and it's, especially when the summer comes along and it's fire season, you don't want lots of debris everywhere, lots of dry undergrowth. So it's another thing that's been done, another thing kind of ticked off on my list. I just realised my hat is being really noisy. It's the sun's so bright, I put on a sun hat. Today is also, being the 1st of November, is at the beginning of NaNoWriMo, and that, so the National Novel Writing Month. Last year I really took part in it, and I made sure I wrote a certain amount each day, not as much as they suggest you do, which I think, 50,000 words in the month or something, but just a regular amount. Obviously, with my travelling and my other commitments, I'm not going to be able to focus on doing that, but I do think I will keep to doing a bit each day and recording what I do, just to keep in the movement of it. And if there are write-ins happening before I go away, and they are the kind of write-ins where people write rather than chat, I will go along to them. It's lovely just sitting here at the moment, but yesterday morning I just let it I really didn't do very much at all, and I think I do need to start acting a bit more. Last night I went and to a reception at Government House, and it was complicated getting there with the bicycle. I had a couple of misgoes, and coming back was tricky too, but because of the Government House is in the botanical gardens, the actual ride up to the building was beautiful, because you had this amazing building ahead of you, and the water from the sea at the bottom of the botanic gardens, so you had these lovely plantations, and really such a better view than any other way of going, and even walking, it was absolutely spectacular being on the bicycle. My only regret is that I was so enjoying the being in it that I didn't stop to take a photograph of it. But it was really fabulous. And coming back, I find myself concentrating hard on the road, but also seeing all these young children being trick-and-treaters, so lots of really great dress-ups in the streets as I came home. Well, I think I'm going to pause this now so that I do get down to the cafe and have nearly a couple of hours of writing there before I go and pick up some curries from the curry people in South Hobart. So I shall talk to you a bit later. Well, there's a bit of a gap between this morning when I was sitting on the stoop looking at my shorn back garden and now when it's early evening. We've had a couple of showers of rain, but nothing like what was forecast. I did go out on my bike. I went down to the bookshop cafe to do some writing, but I don't know, 1st of November, it felt as if everyone had come into town to do Christmas shopping or something. It was really full, and although I did find a place on a bench, someone came and sat next to me who I'd known, an acquaintance really from quite a long time ago, and I kind of said that I was really wanting to work, but they didn't take any notice. And I realise actually that this hardly ever happens, and so that I'm really fortunate in that, but it can be a bit of a hazard. So it was a bit frustrating, and it was good to be out on the bike, and it was good to then go to South Hobart to pick up the curry. But I came back and I just have been feeling really tired today. So I had a long nap, and I've also gave myself the treat of looking at a book that I bought a couple of weeks ago, and I thought I would save it for when I came home. I thought it would be a lovely treat to come home to, but I couldn't resist. It was the right day to have a look at it. It's a book, it's a graphic memoir by a woman called Nora Krug, and it investigates what it is to be a German and still confronting the past while living in the present. And it is a graphic memoir. She investigates. She looks for history of her family or members of her family and what they did
during the war and how they lived during the war, and unfolds the secrets and, you know, the very hard lives that people had. And there's a lot of courage in the book about lifting the lid on things that perhaps you'd rather not know. It's beautifully done anyway, and so I've been looking at that and thinking about ways of doing memoir. Those of you who've been listening to me for a long time know that I've been coming backwards and forwards to memoir and alternating between wanting to do a graphic memoir and thinking that it's too hard. And given that I'm now about to go back to Europe and have an opportunity to do a little more digging, unfortunately not with the people who would still remember the times that I'm wanting to write about, unfortunately that generation is gone. But at least some of the places. So in a way, it was the right time to look at this because it's enabled me to think about my memoir. It's funny when you see something that's so good, it's both inspiring and encouraging and completely daunting. Nevertheless, it was a lovely thing to do, and I just felt I just could not face working on the novel today. I think I could have done if I had managed to get going this morning, but in the end, I just needed to take a step back. So I think today I'm going to try and have a really early night. And tomorrow, it's a bell ringing festival this weekend, which is kind of, bell ringers come for 4 days from interstate to augment our band. And I'd had a dinner invitation for tomorrow night, which I didn't accept because I knew that this ringing festival is on, but actually I think I'm going to stay in tomorrow night as well and just have two early nights and have a bit of self-nurturing time these couple of days. I think that is what I need at the moment. So I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to engage in something that has given you joy and pleasure, whether it's something that is nurturing without you needing to strive, or whether it's something that you really wanted to get your teeth into and have done. I'm going to sign off now and post this before the comes and gathers it up. So thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon.